I'm in WPR's Wausau studio talking with Wade Fernandez, a proud father of five beautiful children and an international touring and recording artist from the Menominee Nation. Welcome, Wade.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Thanks so much for making the time to be with us. We're excited that you're here in the studio today.
It's an honor to be here, Tim.
Since we're together to talk about your music and to hear a little bit about it, let's start with a song.
Sure. I got blues by this river, 'cause there's greed floating down. Oh, I got blues by this river, 'cause there's greed floating down. You know they say they won't pollute you, but everyone knows what's going down. There's a mine that wants a home here ended, and promises to be cool. It will bring us little presents like trinkets for fools. Steal away our beauty, poison up our land. Yeah, yeah. Then leave us with nothing but a pile of dirty sand. Everyone gather round and listen, there are stories to be told. The land and the water, and how it can be bought or sold. Then listen with a conscience to the greed between the lines. Yeah, yeah. From the salesman with his promises, if we house his dirty back 40
That was great. Thank you, Wade. That was really good. So that's Blues for the Menominee River, right?
Yeah, that's Blues for the Menominee River. And it just won an award for, I guess, Blues Song for the Year from the Indian Summer Music Awards. And I'm not much for awards. So I've never been a fan of them. But this one was very, I felt really proud of this one because it was Blues for Menominee River. And the Menominee River is kind of like, at the mouth of the Menominee River is like our, sort of like our Garden of Eden for Menominee people. It was the place of our origin story. And so we date back like some say 12 to 15,000 years, and that's where we originated from. And so it's our home, it's our Garden of Eden, sort of, and that's the site where they're trying to put a mine right now. And the song was made, that version of the song was to bring awareness to the Menominee River and the mining company that's trying to put the mine in the Back 40. So in that way, it was like, for me, it was great. It brings more awareness to it, and it was a song on a CD that I created the CD in 2 days before a Europe tour, just to bring awareness to the issues like Standing Rock and the Menominee River. I was proud of that one, you know, and I'm proud of that award because it's, you know, it's something to bring awareness to those types of
reflects
issues.
Reflects those other issues. And I noticed as I listened to your music, those an indigenous perspective and native concerns are pretty prominent in a lot of the music that you write, seems like, and perform. I think of songs like Still Standing Proud or On the Reservation. I mean, what role do you think that music plays in, as you said, raising awareness or even within the community itself, the native community?
Our traditional people, a lot of them were very shy, and we weren't very outgoing, and we were taught in our culture to be humble about things, and so you don't speak about things, and you don't say, "Hey, I play guitar or this or that." You just do those things that you do. And so for me, it took a long time to overcome my shyness and my insecurities in order to put out the music in the strongest way I could, and I still face those things here and there, but you have to kind of reframe those things and think, well, my gift and my role as a human being is to share those gifts. And if I don't share them, it's because I'm too shy or I'm insecure about my technique or my whatever, I'm doing a disservice to those gifts and to the purpose of them. So I just need to open up to that gift of music, and I got to be like a faucet. Okay, now I turn it on and I step out of the way and deliver it, you know. And that's Blues for the River. That's I guess that's how the music is on my CDs now. It's I have to keep, you know, stepping out of the way and letting it go. And in live performance too, you know, there's a lot of improvisation sometimes because the music is coming and I need to step out of the way.
Well, speaking of the music, you want to share another song with us?
Sure. I'll do something on the flute, since I have it right here in front of me.
Thank you. Nice. Very. That's beautiful. Thank you. Well, you know, you've shared some native flute music with us and a blues song. And I was thinking about, you mentioned the Indian Summer Music Awards, and you were nominated in 5 different categories, everything from traditional instrumental to blues to rock. I mean, that's quite a range of music. I mean, if someone wasn't familiar with your music, how would you describe the music that you shared? Because it seems to sort of defy categories. It's sort of all around this, what we would call in the simply folk world, kind of a roots kind of thing. Is that?
Yeah. And, it's always been a hard question, but when I've had to define it, I would say, well, it's rooted on growing up on the reservation. It's rooted in the influences, I guess, of growing up in probably about 8 miles from the nearest village on the reservation, so up in the forest. There was a lot of silence up on the forest. I couldn't see neighbors. I could walk, like, I don't know, maybe 11 miles one way, from the house, and never see a house or anything, just forest and water and animals. And then I could walk across the road and go another, I don't know, 15 miles in the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so I spent a lot of time as a kid sitting by the river, sitting by the lake, sitting, walking and listening. And then when I started to play music, I'd bring my guitar out there and play it by the water or whatever. And then my parents had a record collection of the Beatles, Rolling Stones, Otis Redding, just all kinds of stuff. So I had all these different styles, and then the powwow music, the ceremonial music on the reservation, all that stuff. So I guess it would be called roots music, but with all these influences coming in, it was finding those little nuggets that where there's passion and fire and emotion and all these things going through the music. And then it was like, okay, this is too beautiful to pass up this genre. And so then I would get influenced by that. And in fact, I brought a flamenco guitar with me just because I dabbled just a little bit in that, and I have a Fernandez last name, so I have to pay tribute to that as well.
So can we hear something from that?
Sure. Just let me grab it. I'm not a flamenco player per se at all, but I'm, like I said, I have a Fernandez last name. My grandfather, he came from Mexico, and this was before there was any ideas about a wall or anything. But he came from Mexico, and before there was all these political things and these borders that people put up between the land, it was just different tribes. And so there was no borders. It was just different tribes living in different areas. My grandfather, when this is what I was told, was when he was young, his parents had passed away, and he took his younger brother, and they traveled up north, working along the way, different work camps or whatever, and finally he ended up on the reservation. And one of the elders on the reservation told me he was playing a guitar and singing in Spanish. And he met my grandmother, and she was Menominee, and she spoke mostly Menominee at that time, Menominee language. And he met her because he got a job working in the logging camps and as a cook. And and then he needed a place to stay during spring breakup, and a family invited him to stay in their home, and that was the home of where he met my grandmother. And he spoke Spanish, she spoke Menominee, but they were both musicians. And so this is kind of a tribute to them. So you'll hear kind of a Hispanic influence in the guitar, and then you'll hear a vocal part that's more of a Menominee type of song. And it's kind of it's on one of my CDs, but it's done with grand piano. And anyway, this is a solo version with the guitar and voice. voice. Voice.
Very nice.
Oh, thank you. I want to appreciate it.
So if people want to find out more about you and your music, they go to, what's the website? The Wade?
WadeFernandez.com is my website. It doesn't get updated that much. I'm too busy. In fact, I did my first update in about 5 months or 6 months just last night, and all I did was put that I'll be in Europe in November, October, November. And I didn't even have time to put all the dates on there or anything. But
you're on Facebook too, though?
I'm on Facebook. Facebook is more current because I can do it real quick while I'm on the road. I can say, oh, there's a concert this week at whatever, you know, and that's just my name, Wade Fernandez. And I think I got a band page on there too, but I don't hardly have access to that one. So it's my main one is just my name, Wade Fernandez.
Yeah. Well, can you take us out on a song here then?
Sure. I want to do a song in the Menominee language because our language is a very threatened language. It's considered a dying language. We have only a handful of original speakers left of our language. So that's those are elders, and they're reaching that age where they're not going to be around too much longer. We have fortunately we have a few young people that are studying with a good friend of mine, Ron Korn, Ronco, and he's training them to try to reach a level of fluency. And then from that, we're going to try to start an immersion school. So this is a song called Suwanamia, and it's entirely in the Menominee language. And Suwanamia means we are blessed, and it's from my Breathe and Flow CD. And anyway, I want to do this song. And it's to honor the language, honor our ancestors that strived and went through boarding schools and went through all these things that tried to strip the language away and kept it enough, alive enough to, you know, at least be able to share it right now with you. And so, Wawen, and that means thank you. Yeah.
Bushki and a man gasping sweat me
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Wade. It's been great having you here today.
Well, thank you. It's been an honor, Dan. Really appreciate you having me.